This is Artist Stories, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. I'm your host, Ava Romero. Today I'm with Ginger Schulich-Porcella, Executive Director of the Museum of Contemporary Art Tucson, also known as MoCA Tucson. Welcome, Ginger.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here. Ginger, I wanted to start with talking about the building itself.
Sure. MoCA Tucson is right downtown Tucson, next to the police station. It was the old firehouse for Tucson up until 2010 when we moved in. I think it lends itself well to contemporary art because it has this voluminous, we call it the Great Hall, and we have the possibility to do indoor and outdoor programming because we still have the old firehouse doors that roll up. So it's a fun space. And then on the third floor was residential because firemen and women lived up there. So we've turned that into our artist in residence program. So we have two artists at a time living up there, making work up there. And it's just a fun, active space. And it's haunted.
I was going to ask you about that. You read my mind.
It is haunted, purportedly so. I have had interaction with entity there, as have many others. And there's a group here, Haunted Tucson, that has come several times to the museum to do recordings. And I believe they're doing a book on different haunted spaces in Tucson, which MoCA will be included in, but many people have had encounters both in the Great Hall and on the third floor where the artists in residence are. We don't tell the artists before they move in that it's haunted. We just let them discover that by surprise on their own.
I imagine you have to work there pretty late at night sometimes.
Yeah, it's pretty creepy. But it's great. Come to MoCA. You will not be haunted by a ghost that may or may not live there.
And you can always just call the police because they're next door.
Exactly.
Not being driven by a commercial art market is something that I think a lot of lay people have never thought about, how that actually shapes the art landscape.
So all of the artists, we've had three artists now in the past 2 years, which I think is an astounding statistic, relocate to Tucson after doing the residency program because they were just so charmed by the community, by the cost of living in Tucson. And I think, you know, there's a lot of potential to make, you know, experimental work in Tucson because it's not driven by a commercial art market. You can make big work here. You can work outside most of the year. So I think these are all things that really draw people to Tucson. Certainly, I think for artists making work in Tucson, I think it's better to not be driven by the market. Artists in New York and LA, I see them making works that they know will sell in galleries in New York and LA. And I think in Tucson, artists are just free to make whatever work they want to. And I see a lot more experimental work being made here. I'm not just talking about the visual art scene. I think that there's a really good music scene here, performance art scene. I mean, I think the performance art community here is just, you know, one of the best I've seen anywhere. I think there's opportunities to create work without, you know, being beholden to what the market determines the art should be.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Ginger.
Thank you for having me.
This has been Artist Stories with Ava Romero, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. To listen to the full-length podcast, visit kxci.org. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County.